Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. What's that? Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Oh, really? You have a proposition you'd like me to read to you? I'd love to. But first, listen to this. Over the years, I've been damn hell lucky to see my fair share of true alchemy. By definition, alchemy is, quote, when a person creates something through a seemingly magical process. And my dear Tater Tots and Tonka Toys, like I said, I've been witness to the stuff on several occasions. Not too long ago, the idea hit me. What if I brought together the right creative people and asked them to make shit up based on my own twisted, demented ideas? Then I could offer it as a podcast of this seemingly magical process, and I could call it Alchemy, You Turtleneck-Wearing Freak Store, Shut It or Lose It. Well, after months of title tinkering, I'm so very proud to welcome you, dear friends, to another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our alchemists, shall we? In no particular order, please say hello to Chris Alvarado. Chris, how are you?
I feel good, Kevin.
Okay, great. Look, everyone, it's Joey Greer. Greer Economics, what's the deal?
Always buy.
That's right. Another correct answer. Got to write that down. What would a super team be without Mr. Craig Kukowski? Kaka? How you hanging?
I dress to the left, sir. I dress to the left.
And here he is, Mr. James Heaney. James, can you call it Tommy?
Sure.
Okay,
yes. Great. Tommy's great. Wow.
Finally, we've landed on one.
I know.
This is a good one, too.
Our very own Vanessa Raglin's on the set of an indie film, at least that's what she told all of us, in the form of an email. We have an exceptional guest appearance today. Please welcome Carla Kakowski.
Thanks, everyone.
Oh, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's get to our first scene, shall we? That's pretty damn exciting. Oh, of course, let's not forget Rafael Brito on music and sound.
Oh!
And Doug Baim. Took me 47 years to learn how to pronounce his name. Doug Baim.
One of your oldest friends.
That's right. Last week, a runaway train blazed for 50 miles with non-functioning brakes before finally being brought to a stop. We take you now aboard where the conductor and his team try everything while also having to keep passengers calm.
Oh, man. Okay. It's not the coal. It's not the electricity. It's not any of the gears.
Is it the brakes? Boss, is it the brakes?
I don't know.
Boss, it could be all of our negative thoughts.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go again.
Shut up, Angela.
I'm just saying.
Let's all just think positive.
I've been thinking positive since we first brought this up.
Puppies. Macaroni and cheese.
Some people don't think puppies is a happy thought. I think of it as responsibility.
Okay.
I've got a dog at home.
True. We're sure it's not the coal?
I'm positive it's not the coal, okay?
We checked the coal several times.
Because I keep feeding the engine coal.
Well, don't keep feeding the engine.
The coal is coming back.
Oh, my God. Don't you making the train go when you feed it the coal. Oh, God.
Guys. Actually, let's just take a second here. Maybe a page out of Angela's book, okay?
Okay.
And let's just,
Thank you.
Let's just look around, huh? 50 miles per hour, that ain't so fast.
Right, that ain't so fast.
Look at the trees.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
Let's take nature in. Pick a point on the horizon and focus on it.
Okay, everybody.
Let's all close our eyes, and then at one moment we'll look up and we'll all decide where we're looking at, and hopefully it's the same spot, okay?
Okay, this sounds good.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. Look up, okay. Where are you at? I'm looking at a tree.
Tree.
Mommy.
Take it, please.
My mom's over there. She won't come back.
I don't want to sit next to you today, okay?
Ma'am, take it, please.
Alice.
Okay.
All right, Alice.
Okay.
Here you go.
All right, thank you.
Mom, can I have $20?
This is why I don't want to sit next to you. I gave you $20 last week.
Take it, please.
Yeah, here you go.
Thank you.
Hey, kid.
Yeah?
You want to make a dollar?
My mom's not looking. Sure.
Come here. Sit down next to me.
What's your name?
My name's Todd.
Hi, Todd. I'm Alice.
Alice. Sit down.
Okay.
I bought an extra ticket for my wife, but she's dead.
I'm sorry?
She usually reads to me on the train.
I'm sorry?
Oh, don't be sorry. You didn't do anything to my wife.
I think I see where you're headed.
Could you read a story to me?
For $20.
Jesus. All right, here.
It's your tens. That'll work.
All right. Let me get something out of my backpack. It's up. Here it is. Okay. Here.
Let's see.
Now, this is chicken soup for your soul. You can pick any one of these stories. Just pick one that seems like it from your heart.
From my heart? Based on what I'm looking at?
Based on the number.
How about you just tell me when to stop?
Stop.
He didn't have to try anymore. He just was. How's that?
I mean, it's a really good start, but honestly, I wanted to hear a whole story.
$20.
I gave you $20. Just Mom!
Mom!
Stop!
This guy won't stop touching me!
Alice, I'm looking out the window.
I'm sorry. Are you going to punch my ticket?
Yes.
Are you going to punch my ticket, please?
Ticket, please.
Okay. I need to get to Tyson by 8 o'clock. We're going to get there by 8, yeah?
Is that where they got them chicken farms?
Yes.
Tyson chicken farms?
Yes.
Huh. Yes. What are you? You work there?
Yeah, I work there, okay?
All right.
I got important business in Tyson.
What's please, your hurry?
Please punch my ticket.
I don't know if you where, but we're doing 50, so that's pretty good.
Why can't we go 60?
Nah, the train don't do 60.
Well, then.
What do you do with the chicken farm?
I have to make a certain delivery. Please just...
punch him a tick.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Is there anything I can get you?
It's just pretty hot in here. Got
some water?
I'm sweating. Yes, some water would be
water?
Good. Ice water? Nice
we,
water?
We don't have that on the train. Okay. Let me see what I can find for you, though. Just, something
please,
cold.
Just punch my tick. Please just punch my tick.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to get to that. Where did you come from? When did you board? I didn't see you board.
I came from Dillon.
Dillon? Yeah. All right. Well, that's a nice town. You live there in Dillon?
My grandmother does.
Your grandmother does.
My grandmother does. Please punch my tick.
I don't see the connection. All right, here you go.
Ah, oh, thank you.
You betcha.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to just walk up and talk to the... they all think it's fine that we're doing 50 miles an hour.
Thank God!
We're going a lot faster than that!
But I've noticed we haven't stopped in 50 miles. That's the part that I was worried about.
Richard, you're doing a bang-up job, buddy.
Right.
Everyone stay positive, right?
Staying positive.
Focusing on a tree on the horizon.
Check the brakes. I got to check the brakes one more time.
Ponies.
Ice cream.
Feed and coal.
Is it fairly safe to assume the brakes don't actually work?
We don't know. We haven't checked them yet. Okay.
Did we try the brakes?
I just tried them.
Okay.
They work? They work?
No, they don't
work. Did we?
Okay.
Was that a question? Did we try the brakes?
I asked
the
question.
Did we try the brakes?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure we did.
Because we haven't stopped in 50 miles.
That's right.
Usually we stop every couple of miles.
Yeah. It's the brakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I tell him?
No. Let's close our eyes. Let's close our eyes and look at something.
Why
don't
I tell one? See how it goes.
Ooh,
Test it out.
Who else do we gotta know?
That's right.
Because if they're fine with it, maybe you all will calm down a little.
Okay,
you're making me nervous.
Yeah.
Ticket, please, ma'am.
Dad, you have our tickets.
Yes, I have tickets for myself and my lovely daughter.
Daughter. Yeah. Great.
Daughter.
How long you and the daughter known each other?
At least 2 months, something
two
like
months.
That.
Yes, yeah. 2 months, yes, 2 wonderful months.
It's been really fun, our father-daughter relationship.
Yes, December.
I see.
She's Which a May birthday, and I'm a December.
I gotcha. All right.
Capricorn.
Capricorn.
The goat.
You do have tickets, though.
Yes,
tickets.
I do. They're somewhere in my pants.
Daddy, get the tickets.
Okay, my daughter is rifling through my pockets trying to find those tickets
are they?
You don't mind me watching this, right? That's not weird.
Oh, not at all.
No, we
Please.
Like it.
We enjoy
we,
that.
We have a big family.
And I.
We invite all our family over for fun.
That's right.
I have a question for you, too.
Okay.
You probably noticed that the train hasn't made a couple of stops. We kind of blew right past them.
We thought that was
odd.
Yeah,
right.
Strange.
Our stop was a while ago.
It was, but then we were like, fuck it.
Fuck it. That's right. We're having such a good time.
It's
my
a romantic
daughter and
trip,
I.
right?
Yes.
It's fun and the thing, and there's plenty of food up in the cafeteria.
And some nice water, I heard.
Yeah.
Some nice water.
Yeah. So, you'd be okay if we didn't stop yet for a while.
Oh, I'm fine with it.
So you're saying we're not stopping in Tyson?
Just a question.
Okay. Because we got on in Dillon, and we're going to Tyson.
It's very popular.
Those are popular stops.
Pickups
yes.
and destinations today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I'll let you know any progress on Tyson.
Yeah, okay. And we'll let you know as soon as we find our tickets.
Okay, all right,
good.
She's making progress right
now. Good deal. Good deal. I'll leave
deeper
you to
into the
it.
All right, hey, guys.
What the hell?
I have one more idea, okay?
Okay. Shoot. Anything.
What if we all just resign ourselves to death?
To death.
Shut up, Angela!
No, I don't.
No negativity.
No negativity.
Okay.
I forgive you.
Great.
For what?
For telling me to shut up.
Look, I've had a good run. I don't know about you guys.
I've had an okay run.
This is it.
I don't see it getting better than this, honestly.
Angela?
Yeah, I'm divorced.
I got it. I'm going to put myself in front of the train to stop it.
That's not going to work.
I'm going to climb out in front of the train.
Get in.
And I'm going to stop the train.
That's not going to work. It'll just run you right over.
Let me take some
We hit a homeless guy a day. We know what that's like.
Yeah.
But wait. But what if two of us went out? Maybe 3, 4, 5 of us?
Come on.
Stop the train for the people?
Together.
That's positive thinking.
If we're resigning to die anyways, then why wouldn't we?
Let's do that.
Can you stop putting coal in?
Yeah. I gotta keep feeding the engine.
You don't. We're trying to slow down eventually.
We're reviving West Virginia. Okay. Let's all just take a second and really just come into ourselves before we make this decision. Because this is a big decision, okay?
I'm in.
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 So the five of you are going to jump.
And you two, you're coming with.
Yeah, you gotta someone's got to stay behind and try to stop
no,
feeding
no, 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 no. You're coming
you
with
come.
Us.
Positive thinking. Positive thinking.
So we leave no one here.
No, there's people in the back.
Passengers.
Yeah, whatever.
They're called passengers.
That's true. He is the only Union Line employee.
I really am. I mean, you guys got the. If you're going to stick together, I feel I should let the passengers know what happened, should it not stop.
Let's write a note, then. Let's write a note.
You know what? Let's spitball some ideas about what should be in the note.
Okay.
Frank, you have to have an idea.
Coal is beautiful.
No, that's not.
It is.
See how that's helpful. But okay, we'll start there. We'll start there. I'm writing this down. Coal is beautiful.
And that we sacrificed ourselves, our lives, so other people could live.
Do we want to put death in there?
Okay, maybe not. But we're going to die, right?
Yeah.
Good point. Good point.
To all the people, we are the United People's Front of Train Operators. This message goes out to all oppressed train operators.
Let's not politicize this.
Yeah, People's Front sounds a little Chinese I'll be honest with you.
What if it was just brakes didn't work? Love ya.
Did we try the brakes?
Did we try the brakes?
Yeah, I tried the brakes.
Did we try the brakes?
Wait, hold on. Honestly, the more you are asking me that question, the more it makes me think... Maybe I have not.
Let's try the brakes. Let's try the brakes.
So just to recap, 50 miles we've gone, and just we're going to try the brakes now.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I'd try them, but then everyone
asked
me.
Yeah, you kept saying. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, he uses the brakes all day, every day. He might have forgotten. Sometimes a small, trivial part of your life gets forgotten.
Right.
Well, like when we pass one of our stops, maybe it would have come up then, as it normally does, to slow the
train
down.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Right?
So I must have checked.
There's no reason to check them now.
Okay.
Let's just assume they don't work.
Let's just assume.
They must not work.
That's probably
right. Ergo, they don't work.
Okay, good. You know what? There's a stop coming up. Let's try them. Let's try them. Just for shits and giggles.
Okay, but now I don't know because now I kind of like the idea of all
the
of us.
The five of you jumping out in front of the train.
Okay, I'm going to leave it up to you guys to vote. Do you want me to try the brakes or do you want to jump in front of the train? Let's start here.
Frank?
Jump from the train.
Jump from the train. Okay, answer.
Okay. It's not an easy decision.
Kittens, birthday cake.
Yeah.
We should jump from the train.
Jump. All okay, right. Okay.
I like this.
Solidarity.
Let's jump.
Okay. You get a vote.
I'd like to just be clear. You're going to stack your bodies because I think you'll have a better impact if all five get hit at the same
time. That's what I was thinking.
Right?
Yeah,
that's what
time.
I was thinking.
Because one at a time seems like a waste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's try both first. Let's do one at a time first.
Can I see just how you're going to link up?
Probably belt to belt?
As five?
Let's go belt to belt.
Okay.
I just want to say, I have my hand on the brake.
Don't try it. You already tried it, didn't you? Just don't do it.
We already have a plan, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, why would you? This is the last time, really, we should even talk about
approaching
the brakes.
Tyson. Next stop.
Oh, we got to go Tyson. Now. We got to go now.
I should be in the front since I'm the biggest person here.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, that's fair. Angela, you're huge.
6'3".
I'm huge.
Sir?
And that's very big of you.
Excuse me.
Sir.
Excuse me.
You look like you're not doing so well.
No. We missed my stop. I'm supposed to be talking to my wife.
I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor on the train. I'm a doctor. Does this gentleman...
No.
Is he okay?
I am a doctor on the train.
Okay. Is he okay?
No, I'm okay.
I am a doctor.
No, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
We missed my stop.
Let's put this man under anesthetic. We got to go to surgery now.
Stat.
Nurse. Okay, let's get the oxygen here. Everyone back up or crowd around. Dealer's choice.
I'm sorry. Did you just say you're a doctor?
I am.
Wow. A doctor on a train.
Wait, what's going on here?
How are you?
I'm pretty great.
You took your hand out of my pocket. What's happening?
I've always wanted to be around a doctor on a train.
Come on. Seriously.
My daughter is, don't mind her.
Don't mind my dad.
I'm not going to mind either of you.
Oh.
Well.
You know what? Well, this guy can wait. How about a surgery on you two?
Huh? Oh.
Pro bono? Would you like that?
I had this crazy tennis elbow for years.
I can remove that.
I've always been pro bono.
Okay, so we'll get you first, and we'll just open up the elbow real quick. Nurse, oxygen, please.
Mom, I had this weird thought that you didn't like me.
I don't love you. I've never loved you.
Scalpel. But do you like me?
I mean, sometimes you make me laugh.
That's neat.
Okay. Every once in a while.
Hold the incision.
But mostly I wish it was just me.
Mm. Okay, digging out the bone.
But here's $20.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
And you're good to go.
Oh my gosh, it was so fast.
Yeah, elbow is gone. It's just going to kind of lay limp, but you'll still have feeling.
Great. I love feelings.
I think we just passed Tyson.
Oh, what? That's my stop.
What the hell's going on? Five bodies lying out there.
Hello,
on the track.
Everybody! Excuse me, everybody!
Oh. Who's this guy?
I work. I'm the brake conductor.
Oh, give it up.
The brake man. Oh, yay. Okay, here's the deal.
Are you going to sing?
Yes, I'm here to sing for you.
Oh, great. I didn't know if he was or not.
But before the song, I got to tell you something.
Okay.
Can I request a question, please?
Yeah,
before
sure.
Before you announce? Do you have, there's a ginger ale on the train?
Only nice water.
Nice water?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. We're in a little bit of trouble.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of trouble.
You need backup singers.
Can you?
Wait, I wanted to get my message out first.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Can you quantify a little?
At least some people will die before this train stops Which moving. Which people are going to die? Hold on. I didn't specify. Holy shit. I didn't specify.
Is this one of those murder mystery trains?
I just got rid of my elbow. I can't die.
Oh, no. Well, it's probably not going to be you. And yes, sir. You're right. It's kind of like one of those murder mystery
So
trains.
If we figure it out, we don't die.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I did it. I did it. I did it.
The doctor on
wait,
the train?
What?
Did it?
You did what?
I killed two people in Dillon. I did it. I did it.
Really?
I did. Oh, God. I knew this day was going to come, but fuck it. Who cares? They got me. Okay, I did it. So what? Put me in jail.
Okay, I'm glad you're saying this. We need volunteers. Five of us up front are going to jump in front of this train to make sure it stops. Does anybody else want to sacrifice their life for the greater good of the rest of the cars?
You want more people to die?
That's, well, yes, to save a greater number of people. You're definitely dying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So if we're pretty close to death, everybody really should pitch in.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to judge.
Or if you're super depressed, maybe you want to help out the rest of us.
Depression is normal, though.
Yeah, know, it so. Is, but it's not going to pass.
No, it's so. True. That is true.
Wait, is it possible to jump out of the front of the train and somehow get in front of the train?
Of course it is. Yes, I'm a brake conductor.
Climb out. You climb out onto the front. But you brought up another interesting question, if you don't mind.
Yeah, please.
If the train's in trouble, which I'm sensing,
yes.
Why don't we just try to jump out of the train?
Oh.
Why are we staying inside?
I got a feeling for you.
Oh, nice. All right, guys, they didn't buy any of my crap in there.
Oh, my God. What
stay
happened?
Positive. Okay, stay positive. Okay, okay, you're still
okay.
good.
Okay, okay. Cole.
All right, here we go. You know what? I know we said belt to belt. I'm just going to go out there first. If I can't do it, we'll just do it one at a time.
All right, go. All right, I'm going next, guys. I'm going next.
Wait a second.
You wait. We're not.
I think we need to reassess.
Oh, no.
For two now.
Yeah, we had the numbers at five, but now it's not looking good. I'm not jumping.
I thought
there's
whole
no way.
Plan was the compression of five bodies.
I'm going to try the brakes.
That one guy's just hanging on, by the way, still. Just like his upper torso.
Somebody get his fingers off. I got it. There.
Oh, there was a ring.
I'm
going to
try. Shoot. I'm going to try the brakes.
Try the brakes.
What are you, crazy?
And the train successfully came to a stop. What an exciting adventure all those people were on.
Oh my God.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Court is in session. And a novelist who penned a book entitled How to Murder Your Husband now stands trial on charges of murdering her husband. Present are the prosecuting attorney, the defense attorney, the judge, and several witnesses for either side.
I mean, that was just Tuesday, though. You know what I mean? So it doesn't really matter.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It doesn't really matter if you get the sandwich or not, because it's a Tuesday, so it just...
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, but look, if you get it...
We're back from recess.
if you get it on Tuesday morning...
I'm trying to listen.
They won't. It doesn't matter. They give you.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Sometimes all it takes is a woman to say something.
You know, I believe that.
Well, chapter five of my book, Women Says Something.
I've read it.
Your Honor, objection. You're flirting with the.
Who are you again? And who are you again?
I am the prosecuting attorney, sir.
Uh-huh. And what does that mean specifically?
Specifically, I have built a case against this woman and have been arguing it all morning, yet you've not heard any of my motions.
Objection, Your Honor. I thought you did a lovely job of hearing as it was suggested you hadn't.
No need to fight over me.
Well, I'm your attorney, so I'm going to fight a little bit.
For me, yes.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Anyways, objection.
Okay. Sustained. Overruled?
I'll allow it. Okay, I think is what thank you. Want to you. Say.
Now, where were we?
So anyway, if you get the same way.
Excuse me, jury members?
Yeah.
Jury number three.
Yeah.
Three.
And jury member number...
I have nothing to do with that juror. He keeps talking to me and I keep shushing him.
You're both in the jury box.
I have a name, Your Honor.
Do you want to say it out loud?
Yeah.
You want everybody to know? Because it is your right to remain anonymous, just a number, until this is over.
Colton Shepard.
Okay,
there That's it is. That's my name. What are you doing?
Colton Shepard it is. Okay.
Colton Shepard. That's a good name for a book.
I object. He used my name just now.
Objection, Your Honor. I don't think members of the jury are allowed to object.
Sustained. Okay. All right. Let's get serious here. You were stand accused of murdering your husband.
Correct.
I don't really feel that, but I
didn't.
You know.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Yeah, I mean,
I wrote a book about how you could do it believably and get away with it, but that doesn't mean I did it.
Your Honor, I'd like to conduct this cross-examination from the stand, please.
Please, help yourself.
Well, the state calls to the stand, Monique Devereaux.
Okay.
Okay. Excuse me, gentlemen. Excuse me. Just a little sachet here. A sachet there.
Is that a dress or is that a dress?
Yeah. All right, put your hand on the Bible, please. That's your other hand. Thank you. And repeat after me. I solemnly swear.
I solemnly
She's leaving out words, Your Honor.
She's just getting to them.
Oh, did I?
She's just getting to them.
Swear.
To tell the truth.
To tell.
The truth.
The things.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. To tell the things.
The exact words.
Yes.
To tell the truthful things.
The whole truth.
The whole truth.
Yeah.
The whole.
Or as much as you can remember.
Or as much as I can remember.
Right.
Of the truth.
Right.
That may or may not be the whole truth.
That feels great.
Great.
This looks good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ms. Devereaux, you are...
I'm over here.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was pacing around the room for dramatic effect.
Oh, of course.
Is my right as an attorney.
Of course it is.
I can't see.
Ms. Devereaux, you are, I'm told, a very attractive woman.
Can't see. Who told you?
Who told me that?
Who told you?
Look.
He's blind, man.
Ms. Devereaux.
I'm over here.
I know where you are.
I'm sorry. I'm just used to.
I know where you are. I'm locating you via.
I'm right here.
Sonar. Right
oh my god!
I'm blowing into your ear.
It's a fucking dolphin.
Okay, I can feel that.
Right
that
here.
Is yes. All my senses are heightened.
He's a dolphin.
Ms. Devereaux. Ms.
Your
Devereaux.
Honor, objection. It feels like the prosecution is trying to gain sympathy with the jury by making it crystal clear that he is, in fact, blind.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We get it. You can't see. Boo hoo.
Well, I'm going to have to overrule that. Does that mean I'm against that?
It does.
Yes, overruled.
Okay, overruled. Greatest because judge ever. I think he is at a disadvantage now. Mm. Now, knowing that he's blind, he doesn't get to see just how stunning Ms. Devereaux is.
But everyone keeps saying it, so he's got a good idea.
Right.
Do you have an idea of how beautiful she is?
Look, I can smell her perfume,
okay.
Which is
quite beautiful.
Fragrant and wonderful. The sound of her voice is
I'm going to need you to touch her face. Touch your face and do that. Is that what you guys do?
That's my nose. That's my nose.
There you go. Okay.
There it
All
is.
Right.
That's my nose.
Your Honor, he's literally got her nose.
Okay. Got your nose. All right.
Okay.
Can I enter her nose as evidence?
That's right. Yeah. Sure. You see what I'm saying?
Your Honor, I object to the prosecutor entering her nose.
You're a very good lawyer. I'm so glad that you're my lawyer.
Withdrawn.
You buy the best.
Every Tuesday, you get like a ham.
Your Honor, what's happening?
I don't plan on coming back here ever again. This should be an open, closed
Look,
case.
Look, everybody, let's be honest.
You might be here for a while.
So jurors.
Just stop talking to me.
Lawyers.
Just get the sandwich.
What?
Lady.
Objection.
This has been a weird day here.
Yeah.
Clearly. This has been a weird day. I don't have my wits about me, to be honest. I'm crazy about you, Ms. Devereaux, and that messes up everything, and I get that.
Your Honor?
And you guys, yeah?
I know I'm not supposed to speak. I'm Colton Shepard.
That's
Colton
my Shepard. Name.
Yeah. I really like that name.
If you're feeling tired, I wouldn't mind swapping places just for a bit. You can recharge.
Well, we know that's allowed, unless everybody has to agree to that.
I'm fine with it.
He cannot use my name and get up there. That is not fair.
Your Honor, I'm not particularly comfortable with a juror that I wasn't thrilled about to begin with, whose name is not, in fact, Colton, taking over the bench. I don't think even prosecution would find that even legal.
Prosecution?
What? I'm not Daredevil. Why would you suggest that? What?
I just want to check in. I feel like I'm winning, right?
He's got bruises all over his body.
I'm winning.
A man is dead. A man you were once married to.
Yes.
A man you murdered.
I think you could be wrong.
I think
about
we need
that.
To. I think you.
Objection. Could the prosecution please not state opinion as fact?
No, I think that's
good. You are a very good lawyer.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's okay.
All right.
I think, Miss Everett, I think it would do us all a big favor, a huge favor, if you were to read.
Oh, I can't wait.
An excerpt from your book. I'm thinking maybe chapter 8, the last two sentences.
I do like 8.
The last two sentences, yes, chapter 8.
Yes.
Then you would throw the knife into the river, turn your back on it, and never look that way again.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, a very moving passage, Your Honor, but a knife was in fact found in the river with Miss Devereaux's fingerprints on it.
I never turned around again. I don't turn around anymore.
If I may, Your Honor,
what does that have to do?
A knife was found with many fingerprints on it, my client's fingerprints being one of the pairs found. Inconclusive.
One time I accidentally stabbed him with it.
Accidentally?
Which was entered into evidence earlier.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we even heard the audio of that segment.
Which he lived through. The husband lived through that. We have audio proof of that.
Can we replay that audio?
Absolutely.
You got it.
I will fucking kill you.
Come on, put the knife.
I will
what the hell are
kill
you, doing, huh?
You.
Hey, honey, put the knife down for a second.
Here it comes.
What do you think? Ow! Oh, it's my torso.
And again. And again.
Is this on purpose?
On purpose.
Is this an accident?
And he lived.
Your Honor, I was deeply affected by that because my hearing is heightened. I have super hearing.
That's what they say.
Was it too loud, sir?
No. I mean, play it at that. If you played it at any other volume, it would shatter my eardrums. That's how powerful my hearing is.
That lawyer is a dolphin, I'm telling you right now.
Dolphin?
Yeah, I think it's a dolphin in like a suit.
All right, guys, it's getting late. We got to wrap this up. So.
We got to wrap this up. Your Honor, how did you get in here? All due respect to the bench.
Yeah.
What is happening?
That's what we're about to find out.
Okay.
It's up to our two jurors here. She's either guilty or she's not guilty. What's
up? Are there only two jurors, by the way? And why are they juror number 3 and 4?
Colton, would you care to explain?
That's my name. Colton. You're looking at...
All right, here we go. Colton, how do you find our lady?
GPS? Or
guilty or not guilty?
Oh, for
murdering her husband.
Oh my God! Did you do that?
No.
Oh, she's not guilty.
Boom. All right, guys.
Well, but what about? I sat through all of the testimonies, and no one wants to even hear my verdict.
I would like to hear it, sir.
Okay, sure,
Your Honor.
Well, I think she's guilty.
Of what?
Of murdering her husband. She wrote a book about it, threw a knife in a lake, and the audio was on the.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Objection.
Are you looking at me?
Objection.
Am I?
Hearsay. Hearsay.
Okay.
Also, the jurors don't talk. That's in the Constitution.
I feel like you two lawyers.
Right. We don't agree on anything.
Please don't use finger quotes. I can tell you're doing finger quotes with the inflection in your voice.
It just seems like you two aren't willing to adapt, to evolve, as they would say.
No.
I run a new age courtroom, okay, with new age ideas.
Gotcha.
I like to adjudicate from the heart. Is that a problem? Is that a crime? If so, lock me up.
Look, there's been a lot of crime in this city ever since the Kingpin took over. And my partner Foggy and I have been doing the best that we can to bring people to justice.
It's like Daredevil. That's Daredevil.
I'm standing right here behind you. Do you see me now?
I can feel you. I can feel your hot breath on my ear.
What the heck? So I'm telling you right now, we're going to get out of here.
I think I won, right?
Objection. He's in her nose again, sir.
Oh, Miss Devereaux.
Yes.
You have some kind of sharp object. I just saw it. A shiny object.
The dolphin's dying. The dolphin is dying. Put it in water. Get the thing in water.
I don't know how to do that.
I'm going to kill you.
Get this.
Killing you.
Is somebody recording this?
Objection, Your Honor. I call for recess.
Okay, recess it is.
Oh, where's my billy club?
All right, we're going to take a short break and be right back with more of Alchemy This.
I just couldn't stick the landing.
win. I couldn't put it together. I couldn't get it
you
together.
You did great.
Okay,
you
did we're going to come back with one more.
So,
let's see. Let's find out.
Were you a dolphin or not?
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome back to How Can Be This. Recently, a man in South Carolina won the country's largest Mega Millions national lottery of $1.6 billion. We now take you to his understandably crowded New Year's Eve party with his ever-extending family and friends.
Oh, yeah.
Has anyone seen him? I haven't seen him.
Say all that.
All right, I'd like
I'd like to make a toast.
Oh, I'd like to make a toast.
We love you, Duane.
I love each and every one of you. Everybody, please. Everybody, please.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Okay. I brought everybody here
for
something super special.
Shut up!
Shut up and back.
I can't possibly spend all of the money that I've won. So I've decided...
Come on, party!
I've decided to give it to one person at this party.
To me.
Well,
to me?
To half of it to one person in this party.
Me?
Wait, why don't you just go back on
that? Well, you already changed your mind.
What the hell going on? What happened to the half of it?
Who gets the other half?
Well, half of it goes to my wife, and she's going to have half of it, but I can give half of my money away to everyone or anyone I choose.
Could we set up some kind of competition?
I've already got the competition.
Does it involve dancing? I like to dance.
I mean, it's not a dancing competition. It's a competition of wits and might and endurance and speed and
feet. Quiet down!
Bang! Bang!
Bang.
Put the guns away! Put the guns away.
I would like to keep my half and then also compete for the other half.
Sweetheart, you cannot compete for the money. You didn't want to put your money towards the competition, so you can't compete in it.
All right, lots of words.
So you're saying you're giving half to your wife, and the other half, you're keeping half of that?
Legally, my wife got half of it before I even had it pass through my fingers.
What the hell?
What about the government? Government gets half too, right?
Government. You're left with nothing.
Oh my God, how much does the government get?
The government gets
48%,
all.
48%, I think.
48.
That's how much the government gets.
I believe it is.
Well, we're going to have to, whatever.
So wait. So what did I leave you with?
I didn't do the math. I might be in a little bit of trouble here.
I did it, Cousin Phil. It's $200 million.
So that's plenty.
Yeah, $200 million.
Oh.
And we're going.
Bam!
$200 million. Are we all gonna get $200 million?
Not all of you are gonna get $200 million. One of you is gonna win $100 million.
Wait,
me?
What the hell?
Is it me?
You got
it,
sweetheart.
Could be me.
You won $100 million when we got married.
Okay, I think it's me.
This percentage is getting smaller all the time. Is this part of the contest?
Are we supposed to figure out you're not good at math?
No, I've never claimed to be good at math.
Is this an escape room?
It's kind of like an escape room.
All right.
Yeah. Anything that's not nailed down is a clue.
Everything. Pull everything off the shelf.
Bang, no. Bang, bang, bang. Stop the gun. Stop shooting in my house.
Oh, I found something. Look at this. It looks like an aquarium with real fish.
That's my
aquarium. But I bet if I dunk my hand in there.
Get your hands out of my aquarium.
Oh, I found a little treasure.
Oh, look at that little treasure chest.
What's in there?
Oh, I don't know. It's just like a treasure. It looks like a treasure.
Well, read it.
Made in Taiwan.
Oh, made in Taiwan. That's an anagram.
Let's go.
That's an anagram.
Write it out.
Okay. That treasure chest goes in my saltwater tank, and it fills up with air, and then it opens up, and the bubbles go to the top. So put the treasure chest back in the...
You're saying it's not an anagram?
That's not part of the competition at all.
Could you explain any part of it?
Yes, it's much like the Olympics. In fact, I'm stealing the Olympics.
Uh-huh.
Not stealing it, but it's going to be sports.
All right.
What part of that is wits?
Chess and archery is wits.
This sounds boring.
I found our cat. Our cat could be a clue. Okay.
Open it up.
Don't open the cat. That cat is not part of the competition.
He might be misleading us.
Hey, why don't we open him up?
Cousin Phil, could we just fight for it?
I mean, it's kind of a fight, but with rules and all steps.
Right. What's the rule?
The first one, it's a 440.
We fight for 440?
No, 40-yard dash, 40...
You're saying $440 is getting smaller all the time.
No.
Come on.
It's a... don't hit each other. That's not how you're going to win this.
Go, come on.
Okay,
40
calm down.
Right there.
No, a 440 is a run. It's a quarter of a... It's one time around the track, and if you did four, it would be a mile.
You were never much of an athlete, sweetheart.
No, I was not an athlete ever. No one's ever accused me of that, but...
Damn, I just swallowed all my goddamn teeth.
Good.
No one was hitting you.
I was hitting me.
Oh, all right, well, that does.
Okay, I got it. Made in Taiwan is an anagram for weight, maiden.
Oh,
okay. Oh, all right. Who is the maiden and why is she waiting?
Oh, what is she waiting for? Money.
Money.
Money. Money.
But she already this maiden already got money.
But she's other
but I can always
here.
Use more.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
You're not able to compete in this competition.
Okay,
so coincidentally, a 440 is exactly the diameter of my house.
Cousin Phil, couldn't we just try to figure out where or guess where you hid the money?
I mean, I hit it very well. You would never guess where
found
it was
it.
At.
Oh,
put that back.
Look at this.
Put that back.
Look at this. Yeah. It's inside the freezer.
Hey, no.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a competition. You're not just supposed
chaos.
To take that.
Here, pass them on this around.
Oh, these are cold bricks.
Bang.
These are cold bricks, man.
$200 million don't look like a lot.
Hey, guys, put all that money back. We're out of competition.
I gotta head out of here. I'm getting out of here now.
You gotta leave that money behind.
I ain't got no more teeth.
Leave that brick of money here.
All right, I'm taking my piece. I'm out.
All right,
come back.
Wait, so it's just us again?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Who's at the door?
Hello?
Come on in.
Don't just
it's open.
Come on in.
Oh, it's boy. Open.
How do you do?
Good.
Hi, are you Phil Spector? Did you just win the...
That's right, and I am Mrs. Spector.
Pleasure to meet you. I represent the railroad company that goes through Dillon Tyson in South Carolina, and your land is looking pretty good. And
really?
Wondering if you might be willing to...
I don't know what you're saying.
I was going to say buy it, but you already have it. I want to buy it.
You want to buy
can I come back in? Can I come back in?
Because it looks good. Because no, you're already here.
Okay.
It's open.
Okay.
Just stay.
Okay. I just feel like kind of bust.
Are you a government man?
I'm a...
Are you here to take half our money, 48% of our money?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Well, you can't have it.
Okay. Well, I tried. Have a good day.
Will you take this cat with you?
Oh,
we opened it
What
it
the
up.
Fuck is this?
Ching, 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 ching. Hey, what's up, Bobby? You still working here at the liquor store?
Yeah, I'm still working here at the goddamn liquor store.
Well, give me all the goddamn Marble Reds you got, because look at all this goddamn money I got.
Holy moly,
give me
you
all
get all that money?
My cousin.
Oh, man, the one who won the lottery?
Hell yeah.
All right.
I got about half of his half now.
Okay, so this is what is this, $110 million?
Something like that. Can you buy that? Yeah. Hey,
okay, look. So you just want Marble Reds?
And you know what else I want? I want you and me to go on a road trip. I want you to quit your job. I want you and I to go see something.
I'm sorry, can I get $10
on
four?
Get off of me. Get off of me.
Sorry,
wait your turn.
Sorry.
I was just thinking there's enough money here. We can go see the things you always talk about. Like them big monuments and whatnot. Yeah.
I was wanting to see Crazy Horse.
So maybe we could do that.
They're still building that.
Shoot, I'll build it. I'll build that for
out in South Dakota.
I'm just going to leave the 10 here.
Get off of me.
Okay.
You wait your turn.
Okay.
I'm having a moment with my boyfriend, okay?
Hey, how much for the Abba Zabba?
How much for the what?
Hey, he wants to know how much the Abba Zabba is.
Well, when he gets up to the line, he can ask.
All right, you wait your turn
okay.
on that Abba Zabba.
I want to get this vodka. I'm going to buy it. I'm 21.
All right. If you say you're 21, just take it.
Oh, okay.
All
okay.
right.
Okay.
Jeez.
Wait. We're not waiting in line.
She's fine. No, that little. Yeah. Okay.
I'm so drunk.
Look, I ain't got teeth. I ain't got teeth.
But that's why you're my boyfriend.
But I got a lot of money. I got a lot of time. And I got somewhere to be with you.
What the hell is happening?
So put the clothes on.
Love is happening
love.
Here.
Ever heard of love, miss? Come here. Okay.
Oh my God! Yeah. No.
You see them bloody gums?
Yes. Ew! Oh my God!
Watch this.
I don't want this happen now.
Mwah. Okay, great.
Have you ever?
I want some Virginia Slims. Oh,
just take them.
I'm 18. I'm 18. I'm 18.
Take a carton.
There's what? Other people in line. What the hell? Exactly. I don't know what's going.
All right, everybody, listen up.
Is this like the opposite of a robbery? You yeah, giving money?
This is the opposite. Everybody, this is a stick down.
What?
It's a stick down.
How much you got?
$110 million.
Shit, I'll take just
roughly
one.
That.
I'll take just one.
Are you
Bobby,
giving
you
out?
Want 1 million?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take just one each.
I'm gonna give you each $1 million. And then we're gonna turn the open sign on the store to close.
Can we get out first?
And we got somewhere to be.
Well, can we go out?
Yeah, can we leave?
Here, take this stack here. Okay. Cut this out here.
All right. No, that's good right there. Just give us that chunk's good. Thank you.
Bobby,
take this.
This
is cool. Get out of here.
Hey, little kid. Hey, little man.
I just want some Goldschlager.
Here, dude. Take this money.
I just want some alcohol.
Take a
some cigs. I want some cocaine. You got cocaine?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, we got cocaine. We got cocaine. You take what you want, kid.
I'm 21.
Hey, I know you ain't. I know you ain't. You don't have. You got to pretend.
I'm 18.
Hey, kid. You ever want to see Crazy Horse? It's 10% done.
Is that heroin? I'm old enough for it.
Look, this kid just wants drugs and alcohol.
why don't we bring him along? You want to get fucked up across this great country?
I don't wear a seatbelt, though. I don't need one. I'm old enough. I don't need to wear a seatbelt.
Okay, fine. But just, you don't got to wear a seatbelt. We got a truck anyway.
And I like to masturbate.
Okay, fine.
I'm old enough.
Sure you are.
Hey, y'all going to have to get off these grounds, okay? We're still building Crazy Horse, all right? It's not done yet, all right?
Excuse me. This stack of... Tens says it is done.
Yeah, great. Okay. Hey, is that kid jerking off? Get that kid off this work site. This kid's just talking off over here.
I'm old enough.
I don't give a shit about your age, man. Put your weed
Look,
away.
We're just two toothless gay guys from South Carolina
who
came here with a masturbating teenager
so fucked up.
See a giant statue of a Native American hero.
This is insane. This is the most fucked up conversation
I've ever had. This is the American dream, my friend.
Holy shit. His gums are bleeding, man. That's gingivitis.
Hey, Bobby, what are you going to do with your $1 million? I never thought I'd see $1 million.
I think I'm just gonna honestly,
right?
I'm gonna put into my passion.
What's that?
Am I more? You mean what is that? I'm going to
open the nails.
Exactly. I'm gonna repurpose human nails for fake nails.
Right.
So we're just gonna hit all the funeral homes, clip all the nails we can.
It's a lot of nails.
It's so many unused nails, and they keep growing.
Right.
And then we can just.
Is it brick and mortar? What are you going to do? Put it online?
No, I'll use tape. What do you mean?
No, is it going to be a store?
Oh, the store. It'll be online only. So I'll have to. You make an appointment online and then I come to you.
Right. So what's $1 million going to do?
Wow, that's a great question.
You're going to use it to build the website?
I guess $1 million website.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you could call it that.
Oh, my God. That'd be fantastic.
I mean, who wouldn't go?
Who wouldn't go?
To the $1 million website.
Excuse me. Ain't you the man that had all that money?
No, I was the man that had all that money, but my family took it from me. My wife took it from me. The railroads came through and took my house. So if you're looking at me asking if I'm the man that won all that money... Then the answer's no.
I'm the man that lost everything.
Train from Dillon, going to Tyson and other stops unnamed, boarding now.
But I get free rides.
Yeah! That's how that works. Oh, man. I will never forget Tyson nor Dillon as two stops that I never got to go and see. That's this episode of Alchemy This. Let's go around and thank our alchemists one at a time. Let them weigh in. Tommy James Heaney, what do you got for us?
Oh, every second and fourth Wednesday at the West Side Comedy Theater, you can check out Bear Supply.
Correct.
I'm in it. So is another.
What time's that show? 10 to
9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Pacific Standard Time.
Uh-huh. And did you vote to keep the same time zone?
I did vote to keep the same time zone.
And what would you like it to be?
I'd like it to... I don't care as long as it doesn't change. I think there should be one world time for everybody, but I don't know if we got time to talk about it. I mean, it's called the UTC, period. Sorry.
I like it a lot. And westsidecomedy.com is where they'll find those times and less information about the world time zone.
Probably a lot less about world time.
Joey?
Hey, yeah.
Greer? What's happening?
Also plug in Bear Supply. James and I are in it. So is Rafael.
Some more dates coming to Dynasty Typewriter as well.
I got a show the 25th, and then I got a show the 29th.
It's important.
November.
Actually, don't say the month or the year, because these are evergreen episodes.
Sure.
Yeah, these will be up forever.
November 25th of 2018.
Sure.
November 29th of 2018.
Right.
Check it out, DynastyTypewriter.com.
Lovely. Carla, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having
Special wishes and plans for the holidays. What's going on in the Kukowski family?
I mean, spending as much time together as possible.
Oh, yeah. Get your hand out of my pocket.
It's a mother and daughter affair. just my own. Sorry, fantasy. I realized it was father and daughter about halfway through that. Thank you again, Carla. And anything at all you want to...
Craig and I do a two-person show called Orange Tuxedo and Friend.
Right.
The first Wednesday of every month at the Westside Comedy Theater.
Whoa.
Right on. And you have a podcast.
I do. It's called Improv Yak, and it's all about improv.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect solution. Cacao?
At Kukowski on Twitter. Also, the Craigslist podcast is also with Carla Kukowski, and we talk about my favorite movies. But I'm busy on the 25th, so please don't try
to
book
me on that date. Good to know.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's the date.
Chris Alvarado.
I think it's important to talk about this. My Instagram has been hovering around 2799. That's 2,799 followers. The other day it went to 2,800. I got excited. 2,802, and then back down to 2799.
It dropped back down.
I'm asking the one person who's out there listening
Where
to
this. Where do we find you on Instagram?
That's at Chris Alvarado. It means a lot to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's very nice. And next episode, let's try to break through why it means so much to you. Maybe that's a good idea. Doug Bame, Mr. Yay! Engineer of the Stars. Doug Bame, Raphael Breakdown! Yeah! D-side project? Mm-hmm. As in not that side, but D-side.
No, like, I'm going to decide on this.
Like, so like the other side?
No, you're not saying, like, I'll decide this. I'm going to decide we're going to have...
Oh, so I'm on this side of that. You're on that.
You're
side
just not me. Listening to what I'm saying.
That is correct. I'm Kevin Pollak, your host. Join us next time. Tell everybody you've ever met about Alchemy this. Listen to us the various ways that you do. We want to thank the How Stuff Works Network. Do we thank the mothership now? I think there's another overlord we're supposed to be thanking. Sophie Lichterman, wherever you are, we missed you terribly on this particular outing. But... write to us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd like some of your suggestions on which scenes you'd like to see. Your name here at alchemythis.com. That's right. We're not kidding. Write your email to your name here at alchemythis.com. All right. Until next time, Alchemy This.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.